Today, I'm so glad to welcome you to another program here on the More Abundant Life radio broadcast. My name is Adrian Westney Jr. Thanks for joining us today. I hope that you will stay tuned because we have a very interesting message for you. In fact, we are going to broadcast part two of the message Zacchaeus today, a message that Pastor Phipps delivered in part one, and we're going to hear the conclusion of that message today, Zacchaeus part two. Certainly, if you heard part one, you're going to want to stay tuned and hear how Pastor Phipps brings this message to a conclusion. The More Abundant Life is a radio broadcast which features the ministry of Pastor Wendley Phipps. As your host today, I'm so happy again that you've joined us. I invite you to stay tuned today as we share this wonderful, wonderful time together.
To eternal life.
You are listening to the More Abundant Life radio broadcast. That was music by Wintley Phipps. The song was entitled Eternal Life, and that's from the CD release, The Power of a Dream. My name is Adrian Westney Jr., your host for The More Abundant Life. And as we move now into the message for today, I just want to remind you that at the end of the message, I will give you some information which will allow you to obtain an audio copy of today's message if you so desire. The message today, Zacchaeus Part 2, and this will be message number 252 in our series. Sit back now and relax as we join Pastor Phipps with the conclusion of his message on Zacchaeus.
The book of Luke, chapter 19, and I want to read in your hearing, beginning with verse 1. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans. And he was what?
Rich.
And he sought to see Jesus. And look at this, who he was. And could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house.
Zacchaeus found himself standing on the banks of the River Jordan, listening to the spirit-filled preaching of a prophet named John. You publicans, said John. When you have the Spirit of God, you can speak with authority. You publicans, take no more from the people than that which is appointed you. John's words cut through Zacchaeus like a knife. And John said, there is one among you. He is Jesus, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world. Repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. And as time passed, Zacchaeus began to hear more and more about this unusual rabbi by the name of Jesus. He had heard that this rabbi was different. He heard this was one rabbi that was who was gracious to sinners and friendly to publicans. This was one rabbi. As a matter of fact, he had heard that Jesus had made a publican one of his disciples. Matthew was a publican. He was a tax collector, just like Zacchaeus. And everywhere Zacchaeus went to collect taxes, everybody was talking about this man named Jesus. And so use your imagination and come with me for a moment. Zacchaeus is out collecting taxes. He's playing loose with the lives of other people, living up to his reputation of being hard and exacting, being ruthless and demanding. And he comes to a blind man's house. His name is Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus, where's the money for your taxes? I don't have it yet, says Bartimaeus. I'm only a poor old blind man. Bartimaeus, you got 30 days to come up with the money for your taxes. Zacchaeus goes on to the next house. Lady comes to the door. Where's the money for your taxes? The lady begins to explain. Zacchaeus, my husband is a demon-possessed man. They tell me he lives like a maniac in the region of Gadara. Zacchaeus, my husband, lives among the tombs in a cemetery. He runs around screaming and hollering. He's demon-possessed. Give me a little more time to get the money for my taxes. I'm tired of these excuses. You got 30 days, says Zacchaeus. He goes on to the next house. Are you with me today? He notices that a wreath of grief and sorrow is on the door. There's weeping and crying inside. A lady comes to the door. She is the widow of Nain. Where are your taxes, Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus says, "Where are they?" The woman says, "Zacchaeus, my son has died. I just spent all my money on his burial expenses." Zacchaeus looks in the house and sees the body of a young man about to be buried. "Please, Zacchaeus," she says, "give me a little time." "You got 30 days," says Zacchaeus. "I'll be back in 30 days. Well, a month goes by. Zacchaeus is back to collect his taxes. He goes to the first house, knocks on the door. It opens, and Zacchaeus stands there in disbelief. He can't believe his eyes. Bartimaeus answers the door, and he can see. "Wait a minute," says Zacchaeus. "The last time I saw you, you were blind." "Oh, you'll never believe what happened to me," said Bartimaeus. "I was by the side of the road right here in Jericho, and I heard that Jesus was passing by. I began to cry out, 'Jesus, have mercy on me.' They told me, 'Keep quiet.' But I shouted even more, 'Zacchaeus, Jesus touched my life. Now I can see. Look, I sold my cane and my seeing eye dog, and here's the money I owe you for the taxes.'" He goes on, Zacchaeus is walking away in disbelief, wondering to himself, "Who is this Jesus?" He goes to the second house, knocks on the door. A clean cut, well-dressed man answers the door. "My name is Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Who are you?" "I'm the man of the house." "Well, how come I've never seen you?" said Zacchaeus. "Well, sir, it's sort of embarrassing. A few years ago, I lost my mind. In fact, I was possessed by demons. I was living in a cemetery when a man named Jesus touched my life, and he chased the demons away. And from the moment I laid eyes on him, I've been clothed and in my right mind. Sir, I met him a few weeks ago, and ever since he cleaned me up, things have been looking up. I got a good job now." "Oh, and by the way, here's the money I owe you for the taxes." Zacchaeus walks away, saying to himself, "What kind of man is this? Makes blind men see? Cast out demons?" He goes to the third house, notices a wreath of grief and sorrow, but it's gone. He's looking for the wreath. Instead, inside he hears the sounds of laughter and rejoicing. He knocks on the door. A young man answers, "And who are you?" The young man says, "Well, sir, it's a long story, but wait a minute. Let me get my mother. She'll tell you our testimony." The boy gets his money, and she says, "Zacchaeus, you're not going to believe what happened. They were carrying my son in a casket to the graveyard. And when we almost reached the grave, this man named Jesus touched the casket. And my young boy arose, Zacchaeus. Next thing I knew, my son sat straight up in the casket and began to talk to me. He scared the undertaker so bad that he gave me back all the money I paid for the funeral expenses. And by the way, here's all the money I owe you for the taxes." Zacchaeus says to himself, "What is this? Who is this? Blind man can see. Father released from demons. Young boy raised from the dead." And one day Zacchaeus saw people scurrying to their homes, and he heard them shouting, "Jesus is coming. He's coming." Zacchaeus said, "I got to see this man." The houses along the road emptied out. Everyone wanted to catch a glimpse of Jesus. You know how we are. Everyone loves to catch a glimpse of famous people. And Jesus was famous. We're so bad, we even like to look at people who look like famous people. Once I was walking through an airport, and a lady kept looking at me, and she walked over to me, and she said, "Excuse me, sir, are you somebody?" Some people think that I resemble Avery Brooks, you know, Hawk, and plays on Deep Space Nine, and I've had the strangest. You're figuring it out now. You got it now. Amen. And I had the strangest experiences. One time I was checking in some luggage, and And the brothers say, oh, it's so good they knew I was on Deep Captain Sisko from Star Trek. Oh, so good to see you. So good to see you. What you doing to all that luggage? Why don't you just beam it up, he said. We like to catch glimpses of famous people up close. And everywhere Jesus went, he attracted great crowds. Now, Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, but he didn't want to get too close to Jesus. Are you listening to him? He just wanted to see him. He just wanted to see this man as he passed by. He didn't want to get involved. He just wanted to see him. Zacchaeus had to see this man who made blind people see and dead people get up. And as the crowd grew closer, Zacchaeus realized he had a problem. The crowd was large and he was a man of small stature, the Bible says. The crowd was so thick, Zacchaeus realized the only way he was going to see Jesus, he would have to run ahead of the crowd. And there's a sermon in that. Because to see Jesus, you always have to run ahead of the crowd. Yes. To really see Jesus, you have to move away from what the rest of the crowd is doing. Because Jesus is not counting heads, he's weighing hearts. He doesn't save crowds, he saves every soul one by one. And the only way to see Jesus, you have to run ahead of the multitude. To see him, you have to be willing to be numbered with the despised. Bible says Zacchaeus figured out what he could do, ran ahead of the crowd. God says, take your time. Climbed up in the sycamore tree, sat on the branches, waiting nervously for Jesus to pass by. He sat there quietly, nervously, hoping not to be noticed, his eyes scanning the crowd. Got to see him. Someone said, there must have been something missing in Zacchaeus' life because people of importance don't climb trees to look at prophets. Amen? Yeah. Suddenly Zacchaeus spots Jesus. He's not all that he thought he would be. He's meek, unassuming, gentle demeanor. When he smiled, nobility and intelligence shone from his face. Ellen White says that humility marked every glance of the eyes of Christ. Every time the eyes of Jesus shifted, there was an explosion of humility. Zacchaeus is watching the crowd. Loud shouts of Hosanna. Scene looks more like a parade. Suddenly the whole procession comes to a halt under the tree. Jesus raises his head slowly, deliberately. Looks up into the sycamore tree. Fixes his eyes on Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is looking down, stunned, speechless, heart beating faster. The spotlight is on the tax collector. Sitting in a tree. You know, it's hard to miss a short, pudgy, aging executive clothed in fine, rich robes of purple linen sitting in a tree. Zacchaeus speaks to him saying, Jesus says, Zacchaeus, what you doing up there, brother? Make haste. Come down. What you doing up there? We're on our way to your house. And as Zacchaeus climbs down out of the tree, he's saying to himself, how does this man know my name? Young man, young lady, he knows your name too. And listen, Jesus always knows when your life is up a creek. He always knows when you're up a tree. Did you hear me today? Jesus knew where to find Zacchaeus, and I can tell you no matter where you're hiding out, you'll find him. Because that's what Jesus does. He specializes in finding people who are hiding out. Zacchaeus brought Jesus into his house and into his life, and he was never the same. I can tell you myself, when you open the door of your heart and home to Jesus, something happens. You get the kind of joy money can't buy. And as Zacchaeus listened to Jesus, a sense of conviction began to swell in his face. Could you imagine if that was you sitting there? Jesus is in Palm Bay, in your house. He's talking to you. And suddenly all his money seemed useless, success futile. Quietly, under deep conviction, Zacchaeus determined that the first chance he got, and look at Luke 19, verse 8, he was going to make things right to those he had defrauded. Oh, now the sermon gets heavy. Zacchaeus said, "Lord, Lord, here and now, I give half of my possessions to the poor." He's making things right. "If I've cheated anybody out of anything, I'll pay them back four times the amount." And unlike the rich young ruler, Jesus didn't have to ask Zacchaeus to give up his possessions. Zacchaeus volunteered. Oh, Lord, are you with me today? Zacchaeus volunteered. So you've got something that's keeping you from Christ. You better volunteer it. You don't want the judgment to take it away. When Zacchaeus yielded to the Holy Spirit, you notice he said, "Now, right now, I'm going to take care of this now." He didn't say, "I'm going to put it in my will." Are you listening to me? Zacchaeus began to comb through his ledger, searching for the names of the victims of his injustice. And of his own volition, he began to review his financial records. And wherever he found that he had taken more from someone that was his duty to do, he would quietly, without fanfare, begin to pay them back with interest. Checks from the personal accounts of Zacchaeus started showing up in the mail all over town. You talk about rebate. Nobody could figure out what in the world was going on with Zacchaeus. Because sometimes God says, "You got to listen to me. I'm coming to my close." When you've done something wrong or defrauded people, you have to do more than just apologize. God expects you to make an honest effort to pay them back. Zacchaeus paid back the people. That I'm talking some hard stuff today. Zacchaeus paid the people back. He had defrauded four times what he owed them, and that was well above what the Jewish law required. Zacchaeus could give up so much. Somebody said, "Why would Zacchaeus give up all that?" See, because when you give your life to Jesus, you know if you give it up, you get it back. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. If you've given your life to Jesus and you're being honest and you give it up, Jesus will give it back. It's not an easy gospel to do that. It's the hard thing to do. Zacchaeus made restitution for his wrongs. At first he was met by suspicion. It wasn't easy, but Zacchaeus followed the dictates of his conscience. Church, God expects honesty when no one else can see just how honest you are. Avoiding your debts, not returning a faithful tithe to the Lord's work, all those are things that you got to address. Money doesn't make you happy. Things don't bring you contentment. Only God can make your life complete. Well, today, like Zacchaeus, I don't know who you are. I don't know who this message has spoken to, but I've delivered my soul. Spoken honestly, openly, earnestly. Maybe you're like Zacchaeus and you're dissatisfied with your life. Maybe you feel like your life is a failure in your own eyes. Or maybe you're up a creek. Maybe you're just up a tree. I want you to know Jesus still travels the Jericho roads of today. He's looking for somebody whose heart will open to him. He's willing to somebody who will open their home to him. I want you to know Jesus not only wants to be a guest in your house, he wants you to be a guest in his house.
Well, that brings us to the end of our message for today and just about to the end of our program today. I do hope that you enjoyed the message. I hope that you understood the message and that it will provide you with something that can be useful in your life today, this moment, this hour. If you would like to obtain an audio copy of today's message, please call the Seabrook Church office at 301-577-6342. The phone number again, 301-577-6342. You will want to ask for program number 252. That's program number 252. And that will provide you with the title for today, Zacchaeus. And of course, we heard part two, the conclusion of the message on Zacchaeus today. Well, I do hope that you will join us for another program. My name is Adrian Wesley Jr., and as your host for the program, I'd like to invite you back. I hope that you enjoyed what you heard today and that you'll tell your friends to tune in whenever the More Abundant Life is on in your area. Until then, though, I want to wish you God's richest blessings until you can join us again. Also, remember the words written in John chapter 10, verse 10, the text that gives us the name of our program. That's where Jesus said, "I came that you might have life, and that life might be the more abundant life."
Give what's in your